Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. A corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance to put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from your back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Welcome to Chocolate City Casual Friday. Reason why I say it's Casual Friday is because we don't have a live musical or guest live artist mainstream art. We ain't got no fucking rapper on the show tonight. We have DJ Dimp stopping through to kick it and chop it up with us. And, you know, we got Princess Nay, we got P, Mr. GA is coming on. Tonight is going to be one of them crazy-ass shows. We started a little conversation on Tuesday, but we didn't get a chance to finish. It's called, it's like basically, what kind of fucker are you? So we're going to pull some people's names, and they have Twitters, and we're going to say their name, and everybody's going to give their comment. Like if it's a male, the females are going to comment what kind of fucker they think he is, if he's a thug fucker, or if he's one of those he want to make love type dudes, or he just almost like he can fuck it all. And the person that we pick, we're going to tweet it. So this is going to be interesting because I got some names, and I hope they are good fuckers. I mean, if not, you know, such is life. But fucking with a bitch like me, I can make you be anything I want you to be. So if you're not a good fucker and you want to be, just holler at your girl, and I got you. We can go ahead and work out a few things. So I'm going to bring on Princess Nay, and I'm going to bring on P. So, hot damn ho, here we go again. What the hell?
Yeah.
Hi, P.
Please open the chat room.
Hello.
Hi, Nay. The chat room is open. Everything is open.
Hot damn, here we go.
Yes, hot damn ho, here we go again. I hope you got your five names.
Huh? See what happened.
I hope you got your five names.
See what have happened was, but I can come up with five names all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
and it better not be anybody on my list, and it better not be anybody on P's list. And Mr. GA always got to put his twist to shit. I just called him. He's like, oh.
Well, Mr. GA is one
home
of my people on my list.
Oh, okay. Well, we got that. He's going to talk about does she look like she a hoe or not. I'm like, hell. Is she a hoe? Is she a good, does she look like a good hoe or a bad hoe? It don't matter. Whatever the fuck they look like. You feel me? There he go. His ass drew up the hair real quick. Hey,
scary. So.
You find your five holes yet?
Oh man, I'm about to go ahead right now. Get my five holes right now, yo. What's happening, hey ladies? What's up, y'all?
Mr. GA, I don't fool with you. You on my cutoff list, man.
What
I'm so done with you. Nothing, and that's the problem.
Listen, I put you down, my man. I'm saying, listen, you've been running around. You have a little funeral to attend this week. But I got
all
you.
The public.
But I got you, though. I got you.
Whatever.
I got you.
You know what they be talking? Niggas come on the show, they be talking mad noise. And then when presented with the opportunity, they run scared with their little itty weedy wee wees tucked between their legs.
Look, my man, he said he'll call you, yo, definitely. He said, yo, he said,
ain't
you're cute. But look, you got scared. You got scared. I mean, he came at you real hard and straight up, and you was like, I don't know. You get all terrified, don't you? Oh,
man.
Yeah.
He was on some stalker mess, man.
There you go.
He was on some stalker mess, man. Tap out was tripping.
Yeah, funny.
Y'all are crazy.
Yo, girl.
It's the Talk Mommy Show.
Yes.
Let's get it started, ladies. Let's do it.
You ready to see who a hoe and who ain't a hoe, ain't you? Ain't you? Wow. Is that how we giving it up?
Damn right. I'm over five hoes to call into the line right now.
Say what?
I'm looking for five hoes to call into the line right now. 718. Looking for five. True.
Wow. Oh hell. Okay. So you know, females outnumber the dudes tonight so far. So
Where's Trav?
My punk butt ain't coming back on here.
Trav is probably on vacation.
Yeah, permanent
nothing
vacation.
Yeah, after getting hit by a car and losing weight and his dick getting big. Wow.
Y'all, I know Trav cried after that show.
Callers, if you're listening, if you are a fat motherfucker and you've ever got hit by a car and you lost weight and your dick got bigger and you can relate to what Travis is saying, your wide ass needs to call me.
Yo, that's dirty, man. I got a call. Yo, I'm about to see Trav right now. I'm like, yo, Trav, call him, man. He just dicking you, son.
No.
That's your boy.
I'm just trying to tell y'all it didn't get bigger. The belly got smaller, so to him it looked bigger. That's all that was. I've analyzed the situation already.
Mr. G.A., if you say I'm always being a dirty broad, okay,
always.
This is for the ladies. Ladies. If you're a fat bitch and you got hit by a car and you lost weight and now all of a sudden you got good pussy, please call me.
That's
funny. That's funny.
My pussy good because she can look down and see that motherfucker looking like Chewbacca as, what is it, Mystical Spirit of Mini Hex.
Y'all niggas are
crazy. Yeah, he was green.
Man, that's sad. If I was sad, I mean, now, you know, you just really have to think before you say certain stuff. And no matter which way you try to flip that statement that he made, that was just dumb.
No, what dumb is saying cum tastes like piss, but you can't tell that you know what piss tastes like. You've had some piss lately. Mr. GA wants to be his cheerleader.
Say it again. What'd you say?
When's the last time you ate something and it didn't taste right?
I ain't never experienced that.
Uh-huh.
I'm down. ain't never said that.
I ain't never, not Nam never said
hell no. Cause I'm saying, first of all, I'm saying nigga gonna know if we even go down. You know what I'm saying? The shit gonna smell bad or not. You down there and start getting into it and start smelling bad. You just in a fucked up situation. You need to beat her ass for real. You need to foot in her ass for real. I'm so good, yo. That bitch a foot. She
oh,
tough, yo.
If the pussy is bad. But, I mean, you could have stirred up some shit because, you know, you was not an average dick nigga.
Hey, yo, listen. This some real shit, yo. Listen, it's no lie,
oh,
yo.
Oh, Lord, here come a real
yo,
conversation.
Yo, this some funny shit, all right? Listen, I met a girl one time up in fucking Philly, right? Cute little joint, right? Get to a crib, boom, throw the hat on. I'm up in the joint. Boy, give him 5 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck is that smell, right? Yo, she said it's a rubber. Yo, I cannot believe that motherfucker. She said it's a rubber, yo, make it smell like that. I said, oh, shit, yo. I put out so fast. I can't believe that. She said that stupid shit, yo. To this day, man. That's on my mind. It's the rubber. Get the fuck out of here. I cut that
it's
ass off.
The rubber?
Fast. It's the rubber, she said.
Oh, boy.
Make it smell like that.
It's the rubber.
That was some wild shit, yo. I never seen my light before. Y'all like, what the fuck is that smell? Yo, she was like, it's the rubber. Every time I use latex, I get this 20 cent. What the fuck is that about?
She might be allergic. She might be allergic.
Yeah, but her shit was stinking like a motherfucker. That was crazy. I had to back out, pull out, and run, nigga. Yo, look, this is flat, look.
Crush
some funky pussy. Ooh. Hey, yo, listen, but look, the real talk, listen. I'm talking about when I smelled the smell, right? I backed down, like, what the fuck does that smell, right? And when she gave me a little answer, right? I just pulled out, yo, it smells so crazy. I took a towel, yo. I took a tissue. I ran them up on condom and then pulled it off, yo. That's how bad that shit smell. I said, never again,
oh.
Yo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
you
was
on
real.
My show just talking about it. I
don't
care.
I'll
be so
fucked.
Because no matter how you kind of dress it up, you fuck some funky pussy. Even though you didn't nut, you still stuck your dick in there and stroked
nope,
it.
No, and guess what? No, and guess what? Look, I hope I'm not. Real Tom said it wasn't funky until I got in that motherfucker and started fucking her real good. Then it started getting crazy with that motherfucker.
Fuck,
so there.
You fucked the funk out of her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's
I fucked the funk out of that bro for real, yo. I can't lie about that.
Real
bad. Okay.
Wow.
That is
holy
real
crap.
Bad. I wouldn't tell
yes.
Nobody else that.
Yo, I was telling you, I'm saying it's real. I'm saying, you know. She can tell about that shit, about the rubber. That's her fault, not mine. That's her fault. Fuck her. Fuck her, yo. It ain't on me, it's on her. Now.
Wow.
That's on
I
that
I heard it all now. Okay, so Mr. G, who's your first chick?
Say it again?
Who's your first chick?
On here? Twitter?
For your Twitter.
I ain't got them yet. I'm waiting for them to hit me right now. They ain't coming here yet. I'm waiting for them right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Nate go first. Nate, who was your first person?
Mrs. G.A.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, y'all going to have bullshit. You want to talk to nigga up. All right,
okay.
Go ahead. What you want to know?
What kind of fucker are you? It's not what you want to know. It's like we have to vote. What? Kind of fucker are you?
I'm a nasty fucker. I'm a straight nasty fucker, yo. I'm a nasty fucker, yo, for real.
Are
that's
you?
What I am. Yeah, I'm a nasty fucker. I'm gonna fuck you to your brain. You stupid.
Okay.
You are nasty.
Nay.
Yeah.
Have you seen his pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, judging from his pictures and from his voice, if you put the two together, what kind of fucker is he? A thug fucker, one of want to make love fuckers, or he just can't fuck at all?
I would say
right.
That he was probably a thug at first if he doesn't really like, if he ain't really into you like that. And then once he like really get into you after a couple of times, then he may want to like, after he's been on it for a little while, he may want to take it easy on you and be like a make love smooth kind of because he done beat that monkey up so bad and it might be hurting a little bit, but he still wants some, so he's going to take it easy.
Yo, I like your answer, bro. I like your answer.
Thank you.
But look, she said after he beat that monkey, so that's a nasty fucker. So she was right. She was right.
Miss Impressions. I don't think he has any sensitivity at all. I think he's just a brutal thug fucker who fucks the funk out of bitches.
hold on, this is my girl Precious. Oh, this is
yeah.
me. Yeah, I love you.
What
you doing to me?
No, that's not a bad thing. Nah, for real. Just teasing. All teasing aside. I will have to say that I think that he is a mature fucker. I don't mean old. I mean, I think he has the wisdom to look and know who to thug fuck, who to love make to, and when to combine it. I don't think he's like a young kid who just runs around like a rabbit and just randomly screws bitches. You know, I would have to say he's a balanced, mature fucker.
That works for me.
I like that. Good answers, ladies.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, now, Chalk, what do you think?
Okay, hold on, because I'm typing her answer. Also says a balanced, hold on, damn it.
Remember to not put our names in who gave the answer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. You didn't put naysayer, did you?
Actually, I did.
Oh, wow.
Because the put our names in that makes people come back and be like, who the hell are they? Remember, it's a method to the madness.
Okay. Yeah. But remember, we got to keep certain street industries that we're not running around. Because, you know, easily a bitch would have looked and not realized that we just cooled Mr. G and be like, they're raiding his fuck. They must secretly want to fuck him. Then I got to punch a bitch in the damn throat next time I'm in Georgia because they think I want to fuck
him.
Hi-ho. I'm just walking through the mall. You want to fuck my man? Who the hell are you? You're the bitch from the radio. What are you talking about? Okay.
Yo, look. For the radio and for the public, it's an announcement, all right? All right, Precious, announcement. I'm single. I'm straight single. All right? I don't have issues. I'm not married. I'm not single, all right?
You don't have to be married or single. You know, you get stalkers when you're in this industry. A bitch, we done just started claiming that shit, okay? You won't even know you got a hook that you belong to somebody. Shit.
Mr. G.A. is a thug fucker. Josh, you still typing?
I'm laughing like hell.
I like y'all. Okay. I know. What's Chuck's answer? What's her answer?
Uh-huh.
What's Chuck's answer?
Okay. My answer?
Yeah.
I say you're a variety fucker.
Variety fucker. Yo, break that down for me, for real. Variety fucker.
You got a variety of styles of how you fuck, motherfucker. That's what that is.
You the funny nigga, yo.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. Miss P.
Huh?
Your turn. Who's your
My turn.
My celebrity for the count for this questionnaire, my first one would be Nipsey Hussle, whose Twitter is
Twitter?
At Nipsey Hussle, NipseySusel. He is a West Coast rapper.
Okay, how did you spell the last name again?
Hussel.
Okay.
Let me make sure. Let me go back to my note. Yeah, y'all can. And make sure I'm not a spelling bandit. No, it's H-U-S-S-L-E. My bad.
Oh, wow. That's jacked up.
At Nipsey Hussle.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, what kind of fuck would you say he is?
I would probably think that he, with the youth and the thinness, he probably tries to prove a point and is probably just all the time a thug fucker.
Okay. And, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Instead of doing it, I'm just going to get everybody's answer and just put it all together. Okay, so you would say he's a thug fucker?
That's what I would say.
Okay, and Princess Nay?
Yo, what up, man?
Where is Princess Nay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't know where Nate is.
Probably trying to go look and see what Nipsey Hussle looks like.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here I am, but I can't actually look at it because I'm on my cell phone and I'm in my vehicle. Well, I will be in my vehicle in just a second. Remember, I'm on the way to church tonight.
Oh, well, go ahead and get your Holy Ghost on. Get your Holy Ghost on, baby.
Nay, since you can't see him, I can, and I would be like, that motherfucker looks like he will fuck the shit out of you.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
Okay, and did Nay ever give her vote? You've never seen him ever, Nay?
No, never ever.
Okay.
Text me a picture to my phone.
Wow. Okay. I guess it's my turn, huh? Okay. Mine, y'all already know who's going to be the first one. Okay. This one is, my first one was no money. What kind of fucker are you? Okay. Precious?
I think that no is a slow love making fucker who probably
okay.
eats a
lot.
Hey. I've been Bay in the chat room and probably put his hand up on the in the queue.
A slow love making fucker with great eating skills or mouth skills. Since he's so educated, we'll say mouth skills.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's good or bad head. I just said he probably gives lots of it.
I am a sensual erotic fuck. I will take you on a magic carpet ride. Speaking of carpets, I like to I have a pretty good tongue, pretty good working tongue myself. I enjoy a nice little slack. I'm much more. Can we settle down in the background? Could somebody like simmer down back there, please?
Yeah. What? Hold on. Let me see. Okay.
That's much better.
So you have good carpet skills?
I do have good carpet skills. I'm good at munching carpet. I am.
Well, is this a talk
I'm more
right
of
now?
A giver than a receiver. You know, I enjoy receiving. Don't get me wrong. but I think I gain more pleasure from pleasuring someone else. And I'm very fond of the female form, and I've done a lot of research on the subject. I usually, when I view pornography, I tend to gravitate towards women-on-women action or just solo action. I really enjoy seeing females doing it solo, you know, because nobody knows how to do it to yourself better than yourself, right? So I've seen over the years, done a lot of extensive research and put a lot of my research into practice, and I've gotten good results so far. I haven't gotten too many complaints. So I like to think I know how to work the tongue.
Freak.
Oh, wow. That's a mouthful right there.
Oh, I got more for you, sister. There's plenty more where that came from. I'm a huge fan of your show, and literally and figuratively, I've got a boner right now. And I think the last show I caught of yours, you were literally having intercourse on the air. You were doing a scene, and you were hosting a show at the same time. And I thought, you know, this is the girl for me. This is the kind of show that I want to aspire to. And if there's something I can incorporate, performing or all sorts of sexual activity while hosting my show, I think that's a win-win for the listeners and the host.
Yeah, everybody wins. I get a good nut. They get a good listen. They bust a couple of nuts. The artist gets to tell his story and be like, wow, I had to really focus on what the hell I'm doing while she's fucking and sucking, and I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
The next one is
going
to be live with the artist there.
That's what's up. I dig
it. I'm sorry, I missed the name of the person that we have on right now.
This is Vince in the Bay.
That's
hello.
Right. Hello, and who are
this
you?
This is Princess Nay.
Princess Nay. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you also.
And we have Mr. GA on the line.
How's it going, Chief? How's it going, man?
Good. It was Mr. what?
GA.
GA, like Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Is that where you're calling from, Georgia?
Yeah.
And then we have Miss Precious on, and she's from Ocala, Florida.
Oh, hey. We're all over the place. So you guys are, for the most part, all based
East
in the
Coast.
South. East Coast, mostly
yeah.
In the South. That's cool. Yeah, I'm out in the West Coast. I'm in the Bay Area, hence Vince in the Bay. No, it's not Tampa Bay. It's not Green Bay. It's the San Francisco Bay.
And tell everybody about your show and what time it comes on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I would love if you and all of your beautiful friends would join me on an adventure I do every night here called Disorderly Conduct, and it's my show. You can catch it every night. This week it's been broadcasting at 10 p.m. Pacific, so that's late night for you kids. It's like 1 a.m. your time, but we get it on. We you know, anything and everything is open for discussion. More times than not, it's just open lines and me having fun with my caller base, and occasionally I will have a guest on, a special guest, and we'll chop it up about whatever, play music, make sweet love to all the female listeners that join me on the air from time to time, and would love to have you on as guests at any point in time in the future. It'd be a real thrill to have all of you with me. So yeah, if you just go to blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay, and you can just follow me, and you'll know when I'm on.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That will work.
Oh yeah.
I may actually try to catch it tonight.
You should. Oh, tonight is going to be fun. It's Free Ball Friday.
Free Ball Friday, meaning everybody that's listening is not wearing any underwear.
Exactly, you got it. Mm-hmm.
You're
ahead of the game. That's how you play. That's all that's required.
Every day.
And then once the show's over, we all take off our pants and play with ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a big kind of, a big sort of circle jerk, I guess, or spontaneous masturbation-a-thon.
Wow. I might have to take advantage of that.
Oh,
I need
please.
To release some stress.
Abuse it. Use it and abuse it, sister.
I think I will. I really think I will.
I love it. I'm following you on Twitter, too. I'm watching you.
Oh, please
I've been,
do.
I've been stalking.
Have you joined my site yet?
No, no, I haven't. I'm sorry. I haven't taken that deep in, of a dive, but I am following you on Twitter, and I listen to you on BTR. But, yeah, tell me about your site. Not familiar.
I'm putting the link up in the chat room. I can't spell today. It's my adult site.
Ooh.
Yes, you get to see what you heard from the show. Oh, man, I did that wrong. I swear, you're making me nervous. Very nervous. I can't even type
this
my damn words. Girl, shut the hell up.
I have something that can shut her up. I'll put something in her mouth for her.
I like that.
And what are we talking about?
Holy camel toe, Batman. Holy camel toe, Batman. Wow.
Yeah.
You got a nice, slender figure. Oh, you know what? You would be great to be on my... I'd love to have you on my show just to... I have a co-host or a regular caller, I guess you would say, to my show, and she's kind of a little bit self-conscious about her boobies. She's got really small boobies. I mean, she's actually got bigger boobies than you. And but she thinks she wants to get a boob job, and some of her friends are telling her she should, and some are telling her she shouldn't. And I was like, you know what? I personally just like natural boobs, no matter what size they are. I prefer them to be large. But if they're small, so be it. And I was trying to give her some examples of some porn stars that are some of my favorite porn stars that I beat off to all the time that have small little boobies. And I was thinking the first one that came to mind for me was India Summer. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't look at porn.
Oh, India Summer is this white chick. She's like a MILF now, I guess. She's like in her 40s or whatever, 50s maybe now. But she's got a rocking little body. She's got a little body like you, I would say. But she's a little white girl. And she's got little teeny little boobies. But she's hot. And she's smoking. And, like, I'd die to hook up with this chick. And I wanted to find an example of, like, a really hot porn star that I could show to her that doesn't have fake boobies. That's got small little natural little boobs. But still is rocking it hardcore. And if you came on my show, I think you'd be awesome to help... give her an ego boost.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll come on here and give her more than an ego boost. But tell them fuckers, you better take me as I am. Come put this titty in your mouth and shut up.
That's what's up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. That's perfect. Oh, she'll love you. You're awesome.
Does anybody have any other questions for Mr. Vincent DeBay?
Mm-mm.
I am going to play my first song, and then Mr. G.A. must have called Travis and told him to call in. Travis, I see
you
on the line.
You know I did, too.
G.A., you're the fucker.
I'm a man back too hard. Is he on the line?
Whatever.
Is he on the line?
I'm going to play my song, and then I'm going to bring him in.
No, bring him in now. Please, bring him in first. Come on. Please, come on.
No. Come on,
you
can't talk during the song. He can wait.
I'm saying, play the song after he talks. Come
on.
Yo,
ask
him. Talk
to him.
Yo, stop dissing him.
We're not dissing him. I'm going to play my song. It's been an hour. We've been out here 34 minutes. So I got to play my song. It's
That's
Fab.
True caller,
you be killing him, but
That's
I be killing
caller.
Him. Mr. G.A., if you don't
shut
the hell up before I become a dirty bitch.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Gotham Gang.
Now
should arrest you or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl, you be killing them. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them. You ain't gotta worry about her, shorty straight. Been chasing her for 2 days, first 48. A bad bitch called, she worth every cent. She look like the best money that I ever spent. Just watching my cutie pie get beautified. Make me want better jewels, a newer ride. Louis Vuitton shoes, she got too much pride. Her feet are killing her, I call it suicide. Looking good, has the sacrifices. Chilly weather brings four-figure jacket prices. Her body nice. FaceTime, give you that iPhone 4. FaceTime, shorty in the street, still handle the home. Enough class for wine, still handle Patron. When the mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone. You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. Hop out of caskets. They should arrest you or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball dance. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pads. Say you got a ball harder than the ball players. All she wanna know is they're balling ass. Can't falter, the last nigga falter. But he ain't beat it up, I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm, cross four bills. And she ain't got a bag, borrow or steal. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Dead my old chick, execution. You what's up, girl, ain't gotta ask it. I dead them all now, hop out of caskets. They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them.
Had to let you know.
You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them,
All the ladies.
You be killing them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
And you just came from the gym clothes. In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
You be killing them. I'm going to make my own remix to that. It's going to be called I Be Fucking Them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mr. G.A. going to be in that video. He's going to be the first motherfucker I fuck. Not necessarily giving him some pussy, but I might just fuck him over.
I'm quiet.
I don't know why the hell Travis be calling in and hanging up. Miss J, call your godchild. Yeah, call your godchild and tell him to call back in. Okay, now, Nay?
Yes.
Your answer for what type of fucker is no?
I said I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth?
Yeah, I mean, like, in his, if I hadn't actually, like, heard the conversation that he had when he was on the show, just looking at him from appearance, I would think that he was a thug. But, you know, he's got, like, that thug exterior, but underneath, I think that he's a closet lover.
He's a who lover? Mm-hmm.
Closet lover, like a teddy bear.
Oh, okay.
This person don't get the heck out of my freaking way.
That's cute.
Road rage now.
Who?
You.
Oh, my bad. I forgot that I was live. I need to put this mug on mute so y'all don't hear me when I'm cussing driving the church.
That's, oh, that's
okay.
You got the church.
Mr. G. Mr. G.A.
Good night, baby.
You can take a female off Twitter and tell us what kind of fucker she is.
I got a fine one. I put them on there.
You better pull up your fucking laptop, desktop, and get to twitting and just pull up a hoe. You want me to help you out? What kind of fucker does Rihanna look like?
Lame.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I'm just saying.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
Do you think she can suck dick because she has a big forehead?
Nope.
What the hell?
Because it gets in the way when she's going down and that fucking shit gets in the... Yeah. Help you out.
Huh? Help me out? Oh, shit. I'm down. Listen.
You still playing with your dick over there?
I'm not. Already. Let me see. I found a girl. Let me see. I found a girl on Twitter real fast. I found one on Twitter.
Okay, well, while you find the one, T, what's your second option?
Little Flip out of Texas.
Okay,
and
here's his Twitter.
At Little Flip 713.
Okay. And what kind of fucker you do? You, what kind of fucker is he?
You know, I have to be honest and tell you, when I was making my list, I didn't even really know what I thought. I just needed my five professionals. To put on my list, and I figured we're going to find out because he gonna answer. So I'm going to bargain and say that maybe he's a thug fucker. That's a maybe. But I don't foresee him being quiet, period.
Okay.
At all, about nothing. But I'm quite sure
that's
when
vocal
he sees it. Huh?
That's vocal in the bed. That talks shit while fucking the hell out of you.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the case. Now, of course, Princess May probably ain't gonna know who Little Flip is. Okay.
No, I don't.
See, I told you.
As long as you know, I don't know. That's all that matters. I don't know who anybody is ever, so that's not new.
Listen, this is my first public service announcement of the evening. Listeners, Impressions Entertainment Services does do this shit for real. Nay just doesn't know any artist because she is sheltered, okay? She really does put in work. She just
I know the one that's paying me to work. How about that?
Listen, she is clueless about who is who.
Shut up, P. The ones that pay me to work, I know.
Wow. Now, I've seen Little Flip, and I would have to say that Little Flip is most definitely a thug fucker. Like,
what about Waka Flocka?
What?
What's up, Waka Flocka?
Waka Flocka can't even talk. I doubt that he can fuck.
Oh, I don't think he can either. I don't think he can find the hole.
He didn't tell me that. He closed the bathroom door in my face, huh?
Okay, I think a Little Flip would beat the pussy up.
Okay.
I don't have Walker Flocker's Twitter because I'd be like, he too retarded the fuck. He would just say his name and throw his head. And it's like, Walker. He'll rock yourself into a nut. It's like, be like, Walker, how good is this pussy? See, what happened was I was smoking a blunt, and, hey, can you roll that back? Bitch, this is what. And what's scary is Walker's from New York. Mr. GA, I know all New Yorkers cannot be like that. He was late. He was an inbreeder for some shit that just wasn't supposed to happen, right? It's G.I.?
I found one, Montana Deleon, on Twitter.
What?
I found a girl on Twitter. I found me a hoe on Twitter.
Okay, what is it?
It's...
You got a Twitter. Put her Twitter name and what kind of fucker is she? And then you gotta tell her what kind of fucker she is.
Oh, gotcha.
What is his criteria to choose from?
Well, we know he ain't a fall guy tonight. So, Norma's a GA. He ain't really caught up in the skin complexion thing, but she must have a nice hairstyle. Her body must be tight, and she must have some type of swag about her.
Bingo.
And she can't be a...
So what are we rating her on?
Say it again?
He rating them.
What is he rating them? Is he like easy lay or not easy lay? I mean, what is it that we're saying about him? Or he saying about him?
So mine was to find out what kind of hoe she was, you know what I'm saying? What kind of hoe I think she is, you know what I'm saying? That's what mine was.
What her mouth look
okay,
like?
Okay, that's what's up.
That's what mine is.
Mm.
I think she a sneaky hoe, myself.
You think what?
I think she a sneaky hoe, for real.
Wow.
For real.
Wow.
Go there, Pig. Go on Twitter and look at her face. I think she's a sneaky hoe.
A sneaky hoe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So what makes a hoe sneaky, Mr. GA?
What makes her sneaky? Like, see me sneak up saying, like, they was doing on Twitter some of that man all the time. My man, my man, that. Maybe the most sneakiest motherfuckers in the world, yo. Fucking a garbage man, for real. That's a sneaky hoe.
Okay, so what if a female just was just straight up open with you and, you know, she's like, okay, I'm fucking this person, I'm fucking that person, I'm fucking. She's not sneaky, she tells the truth, right?
Right, correct.
So what is that, like an open hoe?
Open hoe, yes, open hoe. That's a true hoe.
Okay, that's what's up. That's a hoe that keeps it 100.
Right. That's my kind of hoe.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay. Now, May, who's your next one?
I don't get to have another one because I can't give you the Twitter.
You can think
How
of a name.
I'll give you, I got you some, McCleazy, on all the members of
Okay, hold on, one second.
At McCleazy. And I know he should be on there.
Okay. And what kind of fucker is McCleazy?
I think that I would give him, like, the same criteria as Mr. G.A. It depends on how he feels about you. I think that if you just like one of them goofy chicks, then he just gonna thug it out for real. The only difference in him is that if he finds one that can like really get to him that he like cares about, then he will be like the undercover make love kind of brother.
So he's a variety fucker depending on the female in the mood.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Precious?
Yes?
It's my turn
what
again.
Type? What type of fucker do you think McCleazy is?
I don't know. I don't know. Because, you know, I kind of look at McCleazy like a nephew, so I really don't see him as a fucker at all. I probably think that he just might look at dirty magazines and stay with it and not really fuck. But
So he's a dirty boy bandit. He's like a dirty book bandit.
Wow, see.
But that's only because, I've never really looked at him as a fucker. So I'm going to say he's probably not a dirty book bandit. He's probably a lovemaker. He's more of a singer, a wooer. He's probably a lovemaker.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, my turn, McCleazy, considering that he got a strong-ass back, I would have to say he's a strong fucker, or in the words of Mystical, he's a squaw.
Yes. Let's rate him. Let's rate him. Because I think he's just straight thugged out all the way around. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay. At Mystical. Oh, it's Mystical. I'm bugging. What the hell? I cannot type today, y'all. I do not know why.
Because you got excited when you heard that name.
Oh, whatever. Okay. P, what kind of fuck would you say Mystical is?
This motherfucker yells and hollers and jumps across the stage. You know?
So would you say he's an animalistic fucker? He's primitive?
Yes. The motherfucker ain't quiet about
Wait. Who been talking? Cussing.
Jumping off of shit in people's ass and all kind of shit.
Okay. So, He's an animalistic fucker, and he would fuck you right. Gotcha. Nate?
Yeah, I think he's just one of those straight, take no mercy, beat the back out, don't stop, feed, get more than enough kind of, yeah.
Okay, so we would call him a backbreaker?
Mm-hmm. He's a backbreaker.
Just call him motherfucker, that's all.
Okay. Yeah.
Call him motherfucker. A motherfucker.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? I'm a motherfucker, that's all.
Now, what happened? We never let Trav on with five females?
Nah, just Trav.
I was like, I was playing the song real quick, and he hung up. Mr. GA was supposed to call him back, but you know how Mr. GA
it's okay,
is.
Nah, see
like
what happens here? I'm saying, see, Trav called in, and she dissed Trav. You know what I'm saying? Like, she always do. Just her boy. He been having from day one. Just her boy. That's kind of foul, chap.
No,
I'm gonna call you out. That's
foul. Because I always try to play music within the first 30 minutes, and Mr. Bay just threw everything off. So I'm sorry.
She cut his ass
short. I told Trav, I'm like, as soon as I get the song, I'm gonna get you. Hell, that girl must have came in and probably punched him in the face again and told him to get his ass off the phone. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Oh, funny.
That's what I was thinking.
He probably had a good list.
I doubt it. Or maybe he got upset. He's like, man, my good Trump again.
I got faith that he had a good list.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-mm. Okay, now.
Hold on, y'all
gonna laugh at
this one.
What?
Okay, this is my answer for Mystical. He would beat the pussy up like Kimbo Slice in a fight.
Yes.
Mr. GA, who's your next hoe?
Oh, I gotta keep it. I keep it real. I'm gonna go with a star. I'm gonna go with Kelly Rowland. That's my favorite hoe, Kelly Rowland.
Kelly
Rowland.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with her.
I would call her a no-paid hoe.
A no what?
A no-paid hoe.
Oh, damn, that's grimy.
That's fucked up, yeah.
Well, hell, as long as she's making them, as long as she's making good chemistry songs with Nelly, she gonna be forever paid. Or is that the side bitch? I can't remember.
Where the fuck is
that was she was the side, sweetie. She was the side.
Exactly.
Ashanti was always the main.
Okay, but who can sing better, Kelly Rowland or Ashanti?
Kelly Rowland.
Exactly,
but
so.
Who got the prize, though? Ashanti?
Ashanti. It
there
don't matter
go.
Who you're saying.
Kelly had him before Ashanti did. So, basically, Ashanti has Kelly's leftovers.
But I must tell you that Kelly wasn't that good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
you picked that. You just said that she was your favorite. So, what's that?
She's my favorite.
Well,
my favorite.
You mean she wasn't that good? Like, you don't fucked her.
Nah, I didn't fuck him. I'm just saying, but she wasn't that good. So, if he chose her. We chose Ashanti over her. You know what I'm saying? Think about it.
Maybe they just died down or something. You know what I mean? Because it was a while before that, you know, she did that song with him with the Patti LaBelle, whatever, whatever. And then, you know, like, later on down the road, here comes
they kept a hush-hush. They kept a hush-hush. He ain't wanted nobody. He fucked her. You know what I'm saying? Kept a hush-hush.
Well, maybe he was fucking both of them at the same time in the same bed. Oh, wow.
Damn it, man.
I mean, he's fine enough to pull it off.
Can we leak that footage on Wall Star Hip Hop? Okay.
Can we? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. So what type of fucker is Kelly? She's a lazy fucker. she's about it, fuck her, or she just look like she might suck dick good, or she like she a swallower.
I think she might be a swallower for real.
Okay, so sincere VK all day says Kelly Rowland looks like a swallower.
What? A swallower for real. A swallower for real.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You
Oh, okay. I guess it's next for my turn. Let's see here.
Come on, get it out.
Houston, no, because Don Calypso is like Kelly Rowland definitely has dick sucking lips. She's stupid.
Who said that?
Just a Calypso in the chat room. Okay, now who is my next one? Oh, Slim Thugga. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just give that motherfucker a 10. That's a 10? It. I just give his ass a 10. I got both hands in the air. 10.
Who's
a sucker? You're a sucker.
Yeah, Slim Thugga, like, yes. Yes.
Well, I actually
like,
know who that is, Pete.
Oh, Lord.
You better.
You
it's
better.
Kind of
because
she
is kind of like,
that's...
She put the in good.
So we all come into the agreement that Slim Thugga, I mean, Thugga, is a Mr.
I don't care
Lay
how he does it, just do it. You know, he's
yeah,
one of those. I don't care how
down.
He does it, just do it.
Listen, I'm going to tell you
whatever
that.
How tall is he?
6'5"? I'm going to say that Pete would probably be waving the white handkerchief of retreat. Hell, bye. Shit, bye.
Yeah. You got a point there.
You would never find out if it was a thug or a slow or whatever, because at that height, I'm only as tall as your damn dick. Okay. Now, today you're a little taller than me.
I have one.
You have
one?
I have one. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
At DJ Sleazy. I mean, Leazy.
Oh my god.
I can't even picture him a fucker at all. How could you picture Leazy as a fucker? Leazy's like one of the kids.
We can't
picture Leazy as a fucker.
It kind of makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Leazy is one of them motherfuckers. If you fuck, somebody's going to press charges on you for fucking a retard. You took advantage of it.
That was awful talk, but it was so funny.
Oh, yeah. Soon as he nut, the authorities is going to be right there to take your ass to jail.
He's going to be like, Forrest Gump.
And then when you see your crib, the little short bus is going to be outside waiting for him with the door open, blowing the
hallway. Listen, now, Chuck, I got to ask you this. Why did Nate keep picking bitches that are like family members that I don't even want to imagine that use the wing and let alone have one?
Because she wants to fuck them. Because she wants to fuck them.
Oh, no. Now, I'm in my car, and these are the only ones that I communicate with on Twitter for on a regular basis, so I actually know their Twitter names by heart. The rest of them I don't know, so I just have to pick what I know. I'm sorry.
I think DJ Dimp is on the phone, so he can help out Mr. GA with some more whores.
Yeah, for real. Come here, Dimp. I'm good.
Mr. Dimp, is this DJ Dimp?
Yeah, this is Demp.
How you doing?
What up, Demp?
What's really good? What's up? What's up, fam?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm cool, man.
We're talking about fuckers and whores.
Fuckers and whores?
Yeah, fuckers and whores. Y'all have to, we're like tweeting and saying, like for us, you know, like we'll say DJ Demp, what kind of fucker is he? And we'll give our opinion on what kind of fucker you are.
I'm a good fucker.
You're a good fucker?
I'm a good fucker.
A good fucker or a good motherfucker?
Well, if you got kids, I guess I'd be a good motherfucker.
Would you be a good grandma fucker?
If her kids
are you saying that because
kids.
You're a grandma talk?
If her kids got kids.
Shit, I'm a sexy-ass grandma. I ain't got no wrinkly coochie or nothing like that. It ain't no shit you got to cut the light out for. Fuck that shit. My shit make a nigga drop to his knees and just want to eat and want to fuck, so I'm good. Milf, Jesus,
we've already established
hell
that he doesn't do that, remember?
Yeah, you remember that.
Yeah, that's right. He got females that are willing to overlook that, and they're loyal and faithful to his ass, go to an event, and she might get a sponge and be like, okay, close her eyes and rub a pussy and think that's his tongue and fantasize and then come back home and then wait for him to give her some dick. Females do some old crazy shit now.
Man, listen, they definitely will. You already know that.
Yeah, we do.
So just because you're not eating the pussy, they might get one of their homegirls to do it, because it ain't cheating if another bitch eats you, or is it?
They probably do.
That's a good question. Yeah, you know what?
That is the question. That's the question to pose.
Yes.
Nah,
okay.
Because everybody not, if most chicks ain't going to do it like that. They might got a dude on the side or some shit, but they ain't going to do it like that. But nowadays, with all the gay chicks, yeah, they got some pussy on the side eating pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the criteria is for us, how do they do it? Is it like a thug, or do they be like in love, or they just can't do it at all? And so then Mr. G.A. can tell you what his whack criteria is. I don't even think he really knows, but we'll let him try to elaborate for you as to what it is. Mr. G.A.?
I'm posing it. Men, if your girl is fucking another girl without you, is that considered cheating?
Damn it!
Okay, and if she's fucking the bitch with you, is that cheating?
Say again?
Is she fucking the girl with you? Is it cheating?
No. That's.
Okay, let's take it one step further. She's fucking another girl in front of you and they don't let you join in. Is that cheating?
That's that bullshit. That's straight bullshit. Ain't no way what? For one thing, if she's gonna be doing something in front of your face and you right there, she's not gonna let you join in that disrespect, and she shouldn't be doing it in front of your face if you can't join in. So that's that bullshit.
So you rather her just do it behind your back?
Hell no. She keep it real.
You can't have it both ways.
She gotta do it with you.
No.
But it's
not about
it. Okay, so if she's fucking another dude and you're right there, that's not cheating either, right?
She ain't gonna be fucking another dude while I'm right there.
Have that shit, y'all. That don't happen. Can't have that bullshit.
Y'all asking some wild ass shit that a real nigga like me wouldn't even experience.
but this is the bullshit that y'all men do. Okay, y'all would be like, getting your dick sucked ain't cheating. Mr. GA will probably be like, oh, yeah, because he know I'm going to jump in his ass or something like that. But most men would be like, oh, if a bitch sucked my dick, that ain't cheating. I ain't penetrated, but you penetrated her mouth. Your dick went in a hole. That's cheating.
If you got a girlfriend and if you have a girlfriend, you have any type of physical relationship with another female, that's the cheating in my book.
Exactly.
Okay, so what if you, like, don't fuck the girl, but she, you be like, oh, I don't want to cheat on my girl, but you jack your dick in front of her. Is that cheating?
I don't know. That ain't cheating, yo.
Yeah, that
it's
ain't
not cheating. Cheating, but who does it?
Who does what?
That.
What, jack your dick in front of a broad?
In front of a random strange broad.
No problem in my bedroom at all.
Don't make us have flashbacks.
Yeah.
I have no problem with my bedroom at all. Trust me. Put on Twitter. Ask Chalk Mommy. Put whatever you want to ask. Ask you want to ask right now about GA in the
Chalk
bedroom.
Chalk Mommy, has he ever had any problems?
Has he ever had any problems?
Yes.
In the beginning, the first few times that we fucked, he came a little quick, and that was because he's like, I was too tight, and he had to get used to it. But then, after that, he was busting my ass.
Hey, yo, and that's real talk. That was some real tight pussy. I ain't gonna lie to you, yo. And she didn't that shit was so fucking tight, yo. I'm trying to need advice. I'm saying some tight shit for real. It was. But I'm saying, man, it was cool, though. It was straight, though. Miss Shanae and Miss Precious.
But after I brought him some KFC and he came and he spent the whole night, it was on and popping. I think he just needed a grease fix. I don't know.
Oh, he was the chicken box hole for the night, huh?
Yeah, him and Rick Ross got something in common, motherfucking chicken boxes.
Now, ask me about Chalk Mommy on her first night when I fucked her. You on that one then. Ask me to tell you
about it. No, we're not asking about that. It's not about
okay,
that. It's about you.
No,
you
she's
not the
second. Yeah, she can. Yeah, she had a little rough time. You know what I'm saying? She had some problems. You know what I mean? Hurting, you know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, now you've gotten way off of our challenge and gotten into the personal bedroom that we want to get out
of. It's DJ Dimp's fault because his non-pussy ass get on the phone and just shake everything fucking up.
Well, how do I fuck up?
That's his job.
It's his job. Slow-ass, retarded-ass DJ Leezy going to answer a question that wasn't even meant for him.
All right, so let me ask you this. If you put it on Twitter, it's open public, it's open, open discussion here. But what did I do wrong?
Huh?
What did I do wrong?
You ain't did nothing wrong. Matter of fact, I gotta play this song. I don't know if it's a good song or not. Oh hell, let me bring in Trav. Oh Lord,
bring in the boy, Trav.
I'm so glad I'm not turning out so I can hang up and not deal with his stupid burnt chocolate behind.
He's a long-time caller.
That's right.
And he was going through some things. He got hit by a car. He said lost some weight, and his dick got bigger. Then he was like, his girl smacked him in the face 3 times, and I'm like, the reason you got hit by the car is because her brother Pookie found out you was doing his sister wrong. At first, I thought it was a shoplifter at the mall, but after he told us the story, old girl had his ass hit. Then he proceeds to tell us that he was eating a bitch pussy for 2 hours, and when she nutted, it sort of tastes like piss.
Like,
but he can't explain to us what piss tastes like, because I want to know. So, Trav, how you doing, baby?
Man, whatever. What's popping, y'all? What's good, y'all?
What's popping, Papa?
What's popping, baby? How y'all doing tonight?
We doing fine. You know, we still got that question for you. How the fuck you know what piss tastes like?
Hey, yo,
but
come on. You got to go through that, yo.
Before we ask him that, Doc, I want to ask Bill what he thinks of that introduction you just gave. What do you think of that story?
First off, before I explain what I thought, Mr. GA, what's poppin', homie?
What up, Trav? What up, family?
Hey,
this is not a family reunion.
Now we doing it. It's all good, man. Get it in, man. Get it straight, man. Something straight, man, for the record.
Yeah, go
yo,
ahead.
Yo, Trav.
What up?
Yo, Trav. Let me say for the record, yo, real talk. Yo, Trav, real Trav. They're trying to shit on you, baby.
Yeah, you know what I mean? As far as the introduction track mommy gave me, it was all a true story. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the whole piss thing, you know, I ain't never had piss in my mouth or nothing like that, yo.
Yeah, real talk.
I didn't ask you. I asked Bill what he thought of the introduction. I was trying to keep you from having to answer the piss story. You always do that. I just want to, like, catch the loophole, say.
See, but for real, I'm not even worried about that, yo. You know, it's nothing, yo. I'll explain myself to the end. It's nothing. When a nigga don't say nothing, that's when he got something to hide, man.
That's right, Trav.
I speak up about mine. That's
sometimes he just need to hide. Or sometimes you just need to plead the fifth due to the ground that you might incriminate yourself.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not incriminating myself. We see
that.
Like
we already see
go
that.
Hard, Trav. Go hard, Trav.
For real, I'm not incriminating myself. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no pauses or nothing in my. Ain't no pauses or no breaks in between my story. I give it to you straight, raw, uncut. I don't got to think about nothing.
Okay, so why would you say that her nut kind of tasted like piss if you don't know what piss tastes like? You should have used another example of what her shit tasted like. Or, you know?
Okay, you got that on me. Okay, that's true. I should have said something else what it tastes like, but I didn't. So now I got to deal with the repercussions of you bashing me. Be a homegirl, but it's nothing. I can take the bashing.
I really don't want to bash you right now. I just want them to tell us in Tallahassee how the niggas is getting down. I don't want to talk about this tonight.
How you get it down? What you trying to figure out? How I get it down?
No, listen. Just, you live on the air on the Sex Talk Show. I want you to go ahead and just set the record straight. You just heard that introduction, and I don't want no Florida boys getting that kind of introduction. So I just need you to on the whole, you know, treat this like real nigga radio. Show your ass, please.
Who are you talking? You talking to me?
Oh, talking to them. We invited
them
on and Hip-Hop,
and
they ain't
talked
yet.
I've been talking, but I'm trying to figure out, asking you a question about how I get down.
Yeah, because you just, we already know how Mr. D.A. runs his camp. We know that you don't eat cooch, and that you hold it down on the other end, and we know that Travis is still trying to bounce back from three shows ago. Piss story. I don't want to divert away from the piss story. Tell us about the event you throw. Tell us about what you do. Because you're not an artist, I can't ask you about your project.
Hello.
I'm a DJ nigga that's been DJing for a minute. I've been in the game for a minute. From shit, all the way back from 90 fucking 6 with Ghost Town DJs with the My Boo shit. Been showing ever since then. So yeah, I'm one of the Ghost Town DJs. I was Lil Flip DJ at the height of his career. I've been Trick Daddy DJ, Juvenile DJ, David Banner's DJ. I tour with all these niggas, so that's what I do. In my city, I'm like an icon in my city because I've been doing this shit for a minute. So, you know, I hold it down for Florida. Other than that, I got my birthday last the whole week in my city. It's an official holiday in the city with a proclamation.
Damn.
They call it Dent Week. It ain't like a regular party or some actual official shit. And it's the 15-year anniversary coming up soon. So niggas come from all over the world to come down to that shit. That's like an event I do every year. Other than that, I'm just a real nigga. I chill. I like to smoke weed. I don't drink. I like bad bitches. I'm a core DJ, hitman DJ. Part of Slip and Slide DJs. I'm affiliated with some of everybody. And it's just like that. But I'm a real nigga, though. I keep it straight 100.
Now, Bimp, I got a question for you. Now, we got our little sex talk show thing going. We want to be core DJ, too. Nigga, tell us how to get on. Even though we don't be in record, we do talk shit.
What you need to do, this is what you need. You probably registered for it already, but you got to attend one of the retreats or try to, you know, link up. Actually add your, you know, I don't, you're not deep, so I don't know what the assignment or something like that.
His phone is breaking up.
My phone breaking up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the studio.
That's okay. So, you mean to tell me just because we don't spin records and we talk about cooch on the radio, we don't qualify to be DJs? That breaks my heart.
I'm not saying that. You got your own lane of DJing. I don't know if you DJ or if you just a MC is not a DJ. Them two different things. They spell different. They're two different, you know what I'm saying? So what you do is you're an MC. You're a talk show host. That's not a DJ. Talk show hosts always have DJs with them if they play records.
Hmm. So I need to get me a DJ. Is that what
you don't need to get a DJ. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you the difference between what you do and what a DJ does.
Okay.
So, but we have in the core. But listen, and the core is made up of all different kind of people. Everybody is not necessarily a DJ. You got program directors. You got. Like, there's a lot of different people who influence music in general. So y'all might have a lane for that, but I don't know the specifics. So I can't go into that. I just be babbling on about what I think.
Okay.
Let's talk about some other shit. What y'all want to talk about? This sex talk radio. Let's talk about that.
Oh, okay. So what's the freakiest thing that you've done while spinning when you was a DJ? Like somebody suck your dick, somebody rim you?
I got some hair in the booth one time.
Did you swallow? I mean, did you spit in her mouth?
Did I spit in her mouth?
Yeah. Butt? Did you come in her mouth?
I don't even remember that part. Probably so. I might not even have nothing. It might have just been something quick, but I do remember. Almost every DJ wants to experience that.
For real?
Almost every DJ, yeah. And if they don't, they probably DJing at the gay club. And then again, they might be wanting to get it by one of them films, bags, or whatever they call them.
Wow. Wow.
Now, what was that other part of that question, Chuck, that you asked him? Because I don't think he heard that part.
Or getting rimmed.
All right, what's up now? Y'all was kind of hyped. Nigga, what's up?
No, we still hype, but you, like, still overlooking the question. The question was getting head or getting rimmed. Like, you know, freaky shit you've done. Rimmed. You know what that is, right?
Getting my ass licked?
Exactly.
Nah. Oh, nah, rimmed is a finger in your booty, but, I mean, if you want to go ass licking, you brought it up, what's good?
Let me tell you this. Ain't shit going around my booty. That's one thing about that. Nothing. Period. Point blank, that's it. Unless it's I wipe my ass, that's a wrap. So that question right there, all that sticking fingers in the booty, we don't even play like that around here.
No, but Rim and some dudes be like, ooh, it's some freaky dudes out there. You never
know. I don't
know. We're not trying to insinuate anything about your manhood or anything like that. We're just trying to see how freaky you are.
Nah, but I'm not that freaky. I'm like a regular sex guy, but I just know how to put it down. But I'm not like the kind of nigga who just gonna come and do all that extra shit. No, I ain't doing all that extra shit.
You gonna do enough to do what you need to do and keep moving. Would you fuck in a room full of people?
I'm gonna make sure I stay on her mind till she want it again.
Oh, for real? And how would you do that?
I put it down. What you mean? How you do that? You gotta put it down. Better beat the brakes off her.
what kind of fucker are you? I mean, we got the thug fucker.
Yeah.
Is he thug fucking? You know, the lovemaker fucker? Or the fucker that just ain't no good?
That depends on who you fucking. You can't make love to everybody.
True, but some dudes try. They be trying to make a statement.
Some niggas don't know what the fuck they doing.
Amen to that one. You got that right.
So, nah, I don't, you can't make love to everybody. Some females, if you get a chance to get in that position with them, then yeah, you can. Some females, they, it's not even going to be an affection to do it. You might just be fucking. Some females, you just want to hit back. Let them go on with their business. Some females just want to toot it and boot it. Some of you might want to lay there all night with. It depends on who you fucking. Either way. Either way, you gotta make sure you do a good job.
Okay, so what if your shorty came to you and she was like, "Damn, I want to go to a swingers event. What would you do? Would you take her? Would you go? Would you participate?"
What's up?
No, I don't go to no swingers event.
Why?
Because I'm not swinging. Me?
Because you got
somebody before.
You're not swinging?
I'm not going to no open-ass party like that. I've been to one of them places before, but not with my girl. We had a we did a party at a swingers club during one of our retreats. And that shit was kind of wild. That was my first time ever seeing some shit like that. But I would not take my girl to a swingers club because I don't rock like that. But you got a lot of niggas who do. I don't.
So what if she went with one of her girlfriends for a girls' night out? Would you be mad at her when she came home?
You gotta know the type of motherfucker you fucking with first before you even consider somebody your girl. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not that easy to even get into no relationship like that with nobody for that shit to be happening. Like, I got to know your history and all kind of shit. You ain't just going to pop up on me talking about we going to a swingers club. And, like, that shit, I don't know. I hear niggas' stories and all that shit, but I don't really experience that type of stuff because I'm not an easy catch, so it ain't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get me that easy.
But, I mean, she can have a girlfriend and not even know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, her girlfriend is like, "Girl, we're going to go out to the club." And then when she pull up, it's a swingers club. She may not know until she gets inside. So, I mean, you couldn't really fault your girl. It's not like, you know, sometimes when you have one female that's just a little out there and she likes to hang with a homegirl, she may not completely know everything that her homegirl is in. So you wouldn't fault your girl for that, would you? If you had a girl at the time and that was the situation.
Nah, this girl fell up with some shit like that. Nah, you weren't father now. If she went in there and started swinging, then yeah. The fuck? If your girl went in and just got off the plane, shit.
I see. So, let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about hosting a fucking event, like being a host, the MC, like for a live fuck off? Like, you know what I mean?
Just what I DJ for Luke for I don't know how long. So I done seen every fuck off that you could possibly tell me about. It done went down on our tour bus. Ain't nothing freakier than being with Luke. So ain't nothing you can tell me right now. None of these conversations and everything.
You can commentate it though, like just give play by play.
I MC the live fuck off anyway.
You on your damn phone? You must have Verizon.
I said I'm in the studio, so that's what you're hearing.
Oh, I know, but you must have Verizon because Verizon is so fucky. The network got always with you.
The equipment causes interference. Because when I'm sitting in the studio, it does the same thing. Depending on what they're sitting close to at the time, studio equipment causes a lot of interference.
But did you understand what I was saying about that? About I've seen it, so it ain't nothing.
Because I'm thinking about coming out with a DVD, right?
Are you bisexual?
Am I who?
Are you bisexual?
I don't know what the hell I am.
Are you trisexual then?
Yeah. You got that from Toni Braxton's sister, huh?
No, I got that from Trick.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yes. No. Yeah, I'll try anything once or twice, and then sometimes it's kind of exciting to watch a man fuck something else. You know what I mean?
Like when you like when a nigga fuck you from the back and he put his thing in your booty hole. That's what you like.
No, I like when a nigga hit me from the back, but before he hit me from the back, he licked my ass. That's what I like. So that rules you out.
And then he kissed you all in your mouth with the dookie lip.
I think he used that motherfucking scope and peroxide toothpaste.
Ain't no nigga doing all that. You right in the middle of the
shit.
Moment. He ain't finna get up and go
what
in
you
and talk.
Come
on, man. You turn right around.
I'm not a kisser.
He's a kisser, so in the heat of the moment, he done turned right around and kissed you.
Because 9 times out of 10, when I'm fucking you, I don't care about you, so hell no, I'm not going to kiss you. No.
After he done licked all in your ass.
Nah. I'm telling you. Precious, will you tell him I'm like a dude? I don't do that love-making shit.
I
don't like kissing somebody.
He sent him a link to the site where he can see how you carry yourself on film. It's all on film.
Say what?
It's all on film. Lord have mercy. Did Shanae send you a link to the site, Dim?
Nah. I don't go to porn sites. I don't watch porn.
Not as an exciting type porn event, so you can be familiar with the host of the show.
I come host it anyway. I ain't got to watch it. I come host it.
See?
Who's going to be fucking? The host? You the host? You the one fucking? You
yeah.
the one fucking? So what I got to do? Judge how you fuck or something?
She's going to have a fuck off against Dada 5000, the MMA fighter out of Miami.
You know what? But listen, I'm gonna tell you this. I don't wanna see no niggas fucking nobody else. That's not it really in my thing. I ain't into that. I'm not into watching nobody else fuck though. I'll just joke around. I'm not into that.
What the hell is this? Do you want So you want would you let somebody watch you?
I'm not into that neither, really.
Why?
Because I might get distracted or something. I don't know. I'm not into audiences. I like to do my thing in the privacy of my thing. I'm a very private dude though. So that's off the rip anyway. It don't matter if you ever see me out, you'll always see I'm a to the you know what I'm saying? That's I'm in the spotlight at that time, I'm a low key ass nigga. I'm very proud.
That's what's up. Quite interesting.
That's very interesting.
Mhm. Very interesting. Because you haven't always been like that, though, right?
No, I haven't always been like that. It's just that after I became a DJ, you have to be in the spotlight. So I have to play both. You know what I'm saying? I have to play both sides.
Gotcha. DJs are hitting me back, and they were like, true fact, and they was like, I don't know about all, but I do. I'm waiting for DJ Sleazy to hit back. So what do you have, and you got any big events coming up this month or next month? What you got going on for Memorial Day?
I'm going to be in Miami for Memorial Weekend. Other than that, I just be traveling in and out in Atlanta most of the time, Miami, doing parties here and there, and getting ready for, football season coming up, fall season. I'll be at all the classics, Orlando Classic, Atlanta Classic. I got parties up there. So, I mean, just, The only big event I'm working on right now is actually my dip week coming up. It's the 15-year anniversary, and it's in January, but I planned this early out. So.
Okay, and for the listeners, how would you like to tell them how they can get pre-sale tickets, or what hotels will be given discounts for people traveling in for the week?
All that stuff you have to follow. I'm planning it right now. I'm not putting all the information out. I'm just planning it. So, but all if you follow me on Twitter at DJ DEMP, DJ Demp, then I mean, when we get ready to go hard with the promo, you will not miss it. But for right now, I'm just in my early stages of planning, like the stuff that we need to do, the background stuff.
I can't wait to come down there.
What you gonna come down here and do? I'm gonna put one of my homies on you.
Don't do that, cause he gonna be mad at you. You gonna fuck up a friendship, Cletus.
Listen, I'm gonna let my homeboy beat the dog Blake Tosh. You see, you can get on your little talk show and tell him how much fun you had in South Austin.
Well, you better make sure your homeboy do his job, because if not, I'm going to get on the show and be like, oh, my God, DJ Dill got one of his homeboys to do what he could, and that was fucking the shit out of me, so both of them lame as hell.
This is what I chose not to do, that's why I'm here.
But your homeboy ain't going to be able to do that, so don't set him up for failure.
All right, I'm just letting you know. I'm going to put somebody on you when you come down here.
Please do. I would appreciate it. I need some of that in my life. I need some beat ups.
What's going on with your
beat
people
up
there? Ain't nobody up there beating up nothing?
No, I get good dick when I go to New York.
You at now?
New York has the best dick. Florida dick is whack as hell.
Come on, somebody, stop that.
I'm serious. I lived in Florida for almost 2 years, and they dick was whack. But when I fucked the New York nigga that lived in Florida,
listen,
I was happy.
Listen, the niggas you fucked with was whack. Don't try to put that on every nigga down here.
I was going to say, I got to disagree with that, too, because I went and got me a Florida husband because he was working the shit like he was supposed to. So I can't agree on that one.
She around there picking niggas because they got a clean goatee and shit like that. She picking pretty boys. She ain't picking no nigga one.
Nah, I pick the ugly boy. I pick somebody ugly from Four Boys, and
okay,
oh, my gosh.
Listen, if you pick a real ugly nigga, he ain't got no experience because he ain't been fucking, so you still losing. You got to get you a real nigga who know what the fuck you doing.
When I was in Florida, I didn't come across those. I don't know. Maybe I should have ventured out into uncharted territory. Maybe I should have left the city and went on to the other side.
I don't know. Where you was at?
I was in Fort Lauderdale.
I mean, I don't know what they do. Everybody's different.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
I might be the only one around here putting it down.
Wow. Great gossip, man.
I don't know what they do. I know what I do.
You know what you do?
I know what I do.
Really? No comment.
What's all that really? Really?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say is wow.
That's all you can
You're
say?
Cute.
All that shit y'all was talking last week, and this all you can say is wow?
What you mean?
Y'all was putting a nigga on blast last week.
Oh, yeah, he did call in and catch that.
What the fuck going on now? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he called in. Was it Trav we were talking about?
No, Trav
wasn't.
Trav. It was City, I think. Not City. What's the little Miami boy's name? Coochie? No, Stress.
No, he didn't call in for Stress. It was the week before. He didn't call in for Stress. That was Tuesday. That was last week. It was Trav.
Okay, so look. So what else is going on? Like, what are the questions y'all got?
Precious, give him a question. I had to do something.
Yeah, find something, because y'all running out of shit.
Okay. completed?
God
damn it.
Remember, I asked the professional questions, and I've covered, he's covered all the professional questions that we had for.
Be unprofessional one time. Be unprofessional one time. You would appreciate it.
I'm being high. It's unprofessional, professional, whatever you want to call it.
No,
she's
you.
Talking to me. She's talking to
I
me,
want
Deb.
Me to be unprofessional.
The
oh, you want her to be unprofessional?
Is I'm
yeah.
always the one who asks the professional questions while she asks all the nasty questions because I just really don't talk nasty, to be honest.
Right.
I'm normally professional. So I've asked you all the professional questions. Hell, you're a DJ, you've been 120 years, and you got a 15-year in at with a birthday week, and you're in the studio trying to get some work done. I mean, that's the gist of the professional questions until it's time for Dim Week when we come down and celebrate. Woo-ha. But,
position?
So what else we got? What
what's your favorite position?
I like hitting them from the back.
Why is that?
Because when I'm looking in my mirrors, I can see exactly what the fuck going on.
Oh, okay. So what size dick is you working with?
I ain't never measured my dick. It'll fit to your stomach,
how,
though.
For real? How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Okay. And it'll do what? It'll be up in my stomach?
But I'm 5'4", but I'm a grown-ass man, so don't get the height, all that. Don't try to put it all together with the shoe size.
Oh, no, I just wanted to know
that's
how tall you was.
Yeah,
I don't
know
why.
No, I know where you tried to go.
No,
what
I'm going
to say is, are you sure? I thought you were a little taller than
me. Hey, you know she dirty, right? Now she dirty girl, you know. Get her.
Mr. G.A., you been quiet all this time. Shut the fuck up, man. I ain't trying to be no dirty bride. I ain't going to say nothing about that.
Hey,
I ain't trying to lie.
My man
dipping
the floor.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm talking about you and her.
No. Where did that come from?
Would you fuck with her? would you fuck
oh,
with
good
her?
One, good one.
Wow.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one. Good talk. That's a good
would
talk.
Nate
that's,
has
that's
never walked on that side before. Nate has never walked on that side before.
Right.
And
after,
I cannot mess with somebody that has never experienced being with a female before. Because
you, gotta,
you just
you
never know
show,
what their mindset is.
You got to show her the rope. If she willing to learn, you got to show her the rope. I judge that shit. Let me judge that one. Let me MC that one.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, too.
Straight up. But that should
be there for that one.
So I had to take a drink of Coke on that one.
Jim came
here.
Back on your ass.
Nate is like my sister. That would be
oh,
insane.
That's
I can't
that bullshit.
Do that.
That's that bullshit.
Mr. G, why don't you fuck her? Why don't you
huh?
fuck her? Why
he
you
asked you, not
her?
Me. He asked you, not
but
me. He asked you. Don't try to pass it off. He asked you.
You were... You a retarded fucking BK nigga.
The question is, do you or don't you? That's the question.
Do I don't?
Yes or no?
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Why? Why? You want to know why?
Why?
Yeah, why? Change your type? Change what? Change your type? What is it? Change your style? Change your flavor? What? What is it?
Yeah, what are you?
You want to fuck with her?
Change your flavor?
Damn, what is it? Now we want to know. Yo, Twitter want to know. Blog Talk want to know. What's up? Why you want to do old girl? Sinead. 2000.
God.
We want to know.
The man picked the girl. I let the man pick the girl.
Nah, okay. That's a bull.
Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that. Because it sounds like they've already picked one.
You know what? All these little retarded motherfucking men can kiss my ass, Chica. That's what they can do.
Mm-hmm. Get in the corner
yeah.
and she starts scratching.
Normally with that, what happens is me and my dude will be out and, you know, we might be out or whatever, and he'll be like, baby, I like her. You like her? And I'm like, just like, yes or no. But that hasn't happened in years, so no. I'm retired.
So you don't like her?
No, I'm retired.
So you don't like
no,
her, you think?
I am retired.
No, so you say you don't like her?
Like I said, I'm retired. I don't do shit like that anymore.
Oh, you stopped. He done put you on blast. So
oh, famous motherfucker.
He put your ass on blast. Good one, son.
And he kissed my booty. That's what he can do.
Boy.
See, they should have never gave that motherfucker a week holiday or a week celebration.
Yeah, yeah, lemonade.
Going to his
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
So, my question to Dimp is, would you have a threesome
hey.
With her?
Hey, I'm in the hosting queue, see, bro. You put me back on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought because my call had dropped.
Yeah, and then as soon as I seen you come back on, you've been on for a minute. But listen, would you have a threesome with her?
Would you and her?
No!
You talking about with you and her?
No, with her and somebody else.
No,
I don't how do you know so much about Nate's freaky side? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I just hear what y'all be saying on the radio. So this is what all y'all talking about freaking.
She got her down pat.
She got a parrot.
You got her down pat. I think it's some other shit going on. Is it something you want to come clean about today on Chocolate City?
Hold on. How do I got her down pat? All I said was one thing. Did I hit it on the head? Is that what you're saying?
You have had some inside information. So, I mean, I know has come out and she's worked with you before and y'all did some projects. So have y'all did some undercover projects? I mean, did you lay on the titties at night? I mean, what's up?
Nah, I ain't lay on nothing.
You sure? Because you know too much not to have done something and listen
okay.
to my show would have not put you up on like shit like that. No.
Listen, I didn't say nothing about her. I just asked one thing. So I don't know what you're trying to imply. It ain't like
uh-huh.
I ain't started telling her business because I don't know that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Huh?
What do you think about the type of questions that Dimp asks? That's just too coincidental, don't you think?
I asked her to join her have sex. Is that coincidental? Maybe y'all
maybe.
Have done
yeah, because we've never have. We've never even
hey,
talked about
you know
it.
What? Maybe that's how this fucking show started.
What do you mean this is how the show started?
You and her,
right.
You and her experimenting and trying to pull other niggas into this shit.
Nah.
Oh, nah.
Because you're talking about it, you must want it. So you want me to Nate, do you?
Nah, I want you. I want to see you and her go at it.
Me too.
I want to have
dick in the equation. Dick has to be in the equation, and I want your dick to be in the equation. Me and Nate go at it, but
right,
your dick is going to be
tell,
in there somewhere.
Listen, let me tell you where you can get my dick at. It's straight G-code shit. I'll never tell nobody this, but this is what they got at the triple X store here. They got a mold of my dick that you can buy. It's in a glass case. It's called all you got to do is walk in and say, I want the dimp dick.
Two vibrators. I don't do things like that. I gotta have the real thing. I don't do anything artificial. I don't even masturbate.
It's not a vibrator. It's just the actual mold of my shit.
Nah, I want the real thing. I don't want nothing fake, made, you know, no. I want the skeet action and all.
Oh, you want skeet action. You want skeet action. So let me ask you this. Do you like a nigga to skeet on your face? You want a nigga to skeet on your face and follow? Or do you want it on the chest? How you want it?
No, nothing touches the face. Nothing touches the face. And for the select few that I do choose to follow, there's nothing left. There's no evidence.
Okay, so you're good at what you do.
Of course, very good.
Can you suck dick for a long time, or do your jaws hurt after like 5 minutes?
Actually, I can suck dick for a long time.
Okay. See, the listeners want to know this because they run into you in the street.
If they run into me on the streets, does not necessarily mean they're going to get that treatment.
But
that,
they want,
you
they
put
want,
that in their mind.
They just want to know, they, you know. As long as they know you know what you're doing. They might pull out a funny and start beating it funny.
On my site, I should have one clip that was like over four, almost damn near 5 minutes, just
mm-hmm.
sucking dick. I'm good with that.
Okay, Shanae, baby.
Shanae is praising. She's at church.
Okay, what does that mean? Ain't no way she in church and y'all on a sex talk radio thing. You only got 1 minute left.
The way to church. I think she had to speak or do something there tonight.
Okay, all right. So she left you here all by yourself to get gang banged.
How she like it?
Know I can handle it.
Wow. That's flavor.
Yeah,
flavor.
She know I can
wow.
handle it. I'm a professional.
Well,
sometimes it takes two.
DVD.
Yeah, sometimes it takes two because, you know, one nigga gonna always fall short.
So look, so you got, you just said you had a man, right?
No, I don't have a man.
No, that's me. That's the professional one that has a husband.
Oh, so now you out of church.
No, that's not your name. Bring
boyfriend, you just about to give it to you.
Who was that?
This is Precious. Remember, there's three parts to the show: nasty, freaky, and professional. That's me, professional.
Okay. Well, Precious ain't talking too much. I can't go in on Precious. All right, no, Precious. Let me ask you this, Precious.
Yes.
So would you let a man, you and your man, and another man?
Hell no, that's filthy. Cause it's only so many places you can put a dick in, and no, that's
your,
not good.
But your homegirl just said it takes two. Your homegirl just said it takes two.
I said sometimes it takes two. I didn't say how the order. I just said sometimes it takes two. I can fuck one early and he ain't do the job, and then later on that night I might need to go somewhere else. Because, you know, not all men know how to satisfy me. So don't twist my words, Cletus. Don't do that.
You what they call
strong. Because never will I have double hole penetration. That is not an option.
Yeah, that's pretty damn filthy.
So you strong.
Huh?
You what we call shown.
What the hell is shown? Yeah, tell us the hell. I mean, I heard the song, but Precious, you know, I'll be paying attention to that Florida terminology.
Let me tell you what you do. This is what you do. Say, DJ Dip just called me shown. What is it? And tweet that out. Matter of fact, you can put DJ Dip, and I retweet it for you, and everybody going to send you their answers.
Well, you know what? I live here, and well, I've never been called one, so I never really cared what it meant. I figured that was a good that I'd never been called one, but I'm curious as to what it means. But yeah.
I mean, if you're something bad, I swear when I come to Florida, I'm gonna fuck your ass up. I'm telling you. Precious, how far is he from where you're at?
3 hours. You would get, okay. Well, not the way you come in. The way you come in, you'd have to cut across over the 10 to go back up to Tallahassee. Well, maybe not. There should be a way from Jacksonville to Tallahassee. I'm just directionally challenged. But from my door to Tallahassee is about 3 hours.
Okay.
So what happened
now? I was trying to see how far you are from her, because if you say some old crazy shit, I'm going to have to come fuck your ass up.
I ain't going to do shit.
Okay.
She out here trying to file her some fucking victims. That's what she tried to do. She asked me, niggas, do they know how to fuck?
Nah, I'm celibate right now. I'm good. I don't need no dick. I don't need no victims. I'm chilling. I'm getting ready to start going into production mode. I got to start working on my next project. I don't need any distractions from bad dick, bad niggas, or any niggas at all. I'm focused, man.
You focused?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes, I'm very focused.
Let me ask you this: Did you suck any dick today?
I haven't sucked dick in a very long time. Nah, I haven't sucked a dick in a long time. I haven't fucked in a long time. I'm a sexless porn star. I'm saving myself.
Saving yourself?
Yeah.
Porn star don't last that long now.
What?
Porn star career don't last that long.
But I never really started. I'm more of a tease.
Come on now, this ain't coming from nobody who just said they get one in the morning and one at night.
Now what?
You're contradicting yourself.
No, but actually, I'm a different kind. I don't fuck like that. You know what I mean? I'm more into my show and getting ready for my projects and, you know, promoting and getting ready for my party. So I'm just chilling. I'm on cruise control.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're offering to bring me out and make my hardcore debut, I might be willing to take you up on your offer.
What I mean?
Oh, shit. DJ Bimp just admitted he wants to be a porn star.
Nah, I'm not being no porn star. My shit don't go everywhere. I don't fuck for the public, no.
That ain't what they saying on Twitter.
Man, they can say whatever they want on Twitter. Everybody on that bitch don't even know me.
Dumb bitch.
Well,
I have to say the Dimp has been the most challenging.
Yes, to give it to Troy Bush, he really has. He really has.
And Dimp, I will also say that I know that you know how tall you are, but I was about to tell you you was lying. You got to be a couple inches taller because I done stood next to you in heels, whether you realize it or not. And you were still significantly taller than me. So you might be about 5'6" and just don't realize it.
That's that Florida shit.
Nah, them was just Air Maxes. Them was just Air Maxes making him taller.
Air Maxes?
I said Air Maxes, the sneaker.
I don't wear those.
You just said that shit down.
Oh, my God. Correct
that.
I think DJ
Jeff
is
going to
make me fuck his slick talking ass. I'm just saying,
oh. Oh, wow. What's
he
saying?
Oh, my God.
He's trying to do what,
though? Oh, my God. I got to correct this. I meant to say, fuck him up. Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
You said it right, first time.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, you fucking up my tweet. Oh, my God. Now everybody is going to start responding to that.
What did you... I don't even see. Oh.
DJ Lizzy said it's just slang. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
I
swear, Bim, when I meet you, it's going down. I'm going to punch you in the eye. And then we're going to go out and eat. That's what's going to happen. I have to say, you kept me on my toes.
What you thought, I was going to punk out or something? I already told you, this real nigga over there. So, what? I thought y'all was over at 10 o'clock.
Nah, we in the after show. Can't nobody else get in. Don't nobody hear us after 10, but when I run the link, they gonna hear your little fuck ass acting a fool and harassing me and shit.
I ain't harassing you. I'm just having fun, man. It was definitely a pleasure talking with y'all. I gotta fucking go get ready for the club.
Hey, yo, Dent.
What up, bro?
Yo, you bust that ass. Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, what's your name on Twitter?
Sincere.
You want
DJ all day?
I'm gonna send you I'll send you a tweet. Right
you
now.
Got everybody. All right, with everybody link on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming on, Dimp. Really appreciate it. And just remember,
love,
when you're getting ready to start promotions, we got you.
No, the hell we don't. Fuck him. We ain't got him. Get the hell out, motherfucker.
Don't be hating over that girl.
I ain't hating. I can't wait to meet you. This is going to be quite interesting. And, I went ahead and made the announcement that you want to go ahead and get your debut into porn. So when people hit you up, that's why, okay?
I seen that. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing.
What? You better not send them this motherfucking way. I know that much.
What I'm
doing. Well, all I know is you better follow us back. And I'm going to be talking about you for the rest of the night.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I'm going to be talking about you for the rest of the night. Let me see. Da-da-da-da-da. And, yeah. So, I'm putting everybody on here. And you're going to see that tweet in just a second.
You know what? You got to go down there and fam you homecoming weekend. The club, because you can't get into it. You can't get in the parking lot for it, girl. Fam you homecoming.
This ain't no fucking hella cool. They're retarded.
No, I'm cool.
That's what they said, but he don't know nothing. He a liar.
I'm doing the first one.
I'm upset with you.
You upset with me?
Yes.
Damn, dog.
So now
you
gotta take me out to eat when I get there. I like jerk chicken. So hopefully there's some Jamaican places on that side of town.
Well, I got to take you out of here. I came on the show, host. I ain't getting no per diem or nothing.
You are a Florida gentleman. And
y'all
I'm sure you was raised to take a woman out to eat. It's the first meeting.
Hold on.
Y'all ain't even have a bottle set up for a nigga or nothing.
Hey, when you come to Club Chocolate City, then I got you. But this is just the radio show. I'm gonna bring the club down there. It's gonna be Club Chocolate City. It's a traveling tour. I'm gonna give you VIP status.
All right.
Get you a lap dance and everything.
I don't want no lap dance.
Find you a fat bitch to suck your dick and sit on your lap.
Oh God.
Good
see,
idea.
He like that. He ain't say nothing. I know we're on the same page.
I'm trying to look at your picture and see what kind of the fuck you got going on.
I got a lot going on, motherfucker.
You almost got a white girl booty.
Oh, you got me fucked up. I got ass. Don't get it twisted, nigga. Mr. GA, you better tell him. Mr. GA, don't.
What up, baby? What up, boy? Yeah.
You better tell him I almost got no white girl ass.
Nah, she don't.
You already fucked her?
Yeah. Yeah, it was straight. It was straight. Dip.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. Some honesty around here. Some honesty.
Well, no.
We always tell the truth on this fucking show. Damn.
You got some good reference. Nah, the nigga said you straight.
Oh, wow. We're going to have you back again to get you. Oh, yeah, we're going to have you back again.
Yo, Dip can be real, yo. Can be real.
Yes, Monet is on YouTube being herself. She's going to be shocked when she hears that he tagged her to a T and he only heard one conversation.
he
just got his freak meter on.
Boy, when he said about that dildo, I fell off my bed.
She do. Like, oh my gosh. He ain't lying.
I say, oh shit, it fell off my bed.
It's like he was peeking in her window or something. Fucking stalker.
Hell no.
thing.
He don't stop running. She might have told him. I got it. Hold on. I can't pass out no flies for a minute. I'll be right back.
Like, with my hands all sweaty and shit.
Oh, goodness. Wow. We got to see Nate to take him some dinner. Because he earned a trip out of us.
Yeah, he did.
He was. I have to say, we've had some good dinners, but none of them were a challenge like them ass. Them ass
oh,
good
I
in
know.
The show. Okay,
because, you know, Noah's a challenge to me, but Dip took it to a whole new level. Oh, crazy bastard.
Dip stood in the main for Florida niggas. He did.
Oh, Precious, talk to Mr. G.A. for a minute. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, goodness. So, G.A., what do you think of tonight's show?
Real talk. Man, Jim came in there, and he bust her ass, yo. That's a good look, yo.
Mr. G.A., you just love when somebody come on my show and give me a run for my money. I'm going to
watch
you in your face.
I don't know if you me and Mr. G.A. was quiet and just let you and Jim spar.
Mm-hmm. I let him spar, yo.
You,
I let him spar, yo.
You always quiet. You always throw me to the wolves.
Yeah,
yo,
Precious. It was a fair fight, yo. You know what I'm saying? He beat her ass. He beat her down, yo.
He beat her down.
Well, listen, I'm with
right
your girl.
Now.
But listen, let me ask you a question. He asked you about you and Shanae. You couldn't answer the question. What happened?
I didn't answer the question.
Nah, you
didn't
want to. Huh? No, no, you don't want to?
No.
Why you don't want to?
Say what?
You don't want to?
I don't look at Nate like that.
Oh, okay. I'm pissed. So he want to know.
I don't look at her like that. Do you look at her like that? Or you going to let Prince beat it?
I'm going to let my man beat it. I'm good. I ain't trying to do friends.
I got to be honest and say, it's days like today that I am so happy that I'm married and that I'm the good one who just asked the professional questions.
Man, say it again,
that's
right?
That's right, your day coming when I'm going to throw your little short ass up under the motherfucking bus, train, and in front of an airplane. So don't get too comfortable there, Thelma. It's coming. It is coming. And when it comes, oh, my goodness, I hope you can handle the wrath that's going to come down on your head.
When it comes,
you
better
good.
And you better
get her good. Get her good.
Don't let none of that drip on the on the bed. Swallow it all.
Hey, GA, she gonna call. She gonna probably have my husband as a damn guest or something crazy as hell.
Oh, right.
He gonna tell everything y'all do in the bedroom.
He gonna tell it all, right?
He gonna tell it.
Shit.
And my wife a freak. My wife a real freak.
We got 7 damn kids. That's obvious, okay?
Oh,
that's
hell yeah,
obvious.
7 kids. Damn.
They working on another one.
Hell no, the hell you preach.
Pooh said he need one more so they can have, you know, 2 rotators for the basketball team.
Hell, you preach. We get these grandbabies every weekend to remind both of us why we don't want no more damn babies.
Girl, I know that's right. Oh, I know that's right. What the hell was I doing? I just lost my mind. Oh.
But, goodness. Makes me want to go buy a trophy for them ass. Best guess. First guest to not get back into a corner by chalk.
I see
did was just make up for me fucking Mystical up last week. That's all that was.
You know what, manpower.
Yeah.
He must have heard how she went in on Trav.
He did.
Trav,
yeah, he did.
Trav needs to send him a thank you note.
Oh, yeah, right.
As soon as he get off the phone, his BBM is going to be like, Mr. GA, man, thank you. I couldn't take it. I had to hang up. I had to punk up. I had to punk out. I'm good. Thank you, man. Thank you. I love you. He going to be sucking his dick
right.
Like he was on Freaky.
Yeah, right. You stupid.
But you know what,
man?
Yeah. Every time I try to save his ass, he wants to be tortured. I'm like, let's talk to him. He wants to talk about piss in his mouth. I'm like, well, can we talk to them? I want to talk about the piss. No, you don't. Can we not talk about piss in your mouth?
You want to talk
that's his fetish. He wants bitches to piss in his mouth after he eats their pussy for 2 hours. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let his fat ass eat me, and I'm going to tell him I'm squirting, and I'm really going to piss in his mouth.
You're nasty, girl.
Listen, let the record reflect, even though we off the air, that he ain't got shit to do with no piss and fake courting, okay? There's probably a law against that shit some damn there.
You gotta be right.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, yo, Shanae, boy, she be like, yo, I don't want to talk to this fat ass. He crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, she keeps eating ham on him.
Oh.
That ain't
right.
That's not nice. Fat people need love.
Oh, y'all wrong for that.
Hell. One day my ass.
That was a good show, y'all.
It was. I really enjoyed it. Now it's time for me to go back. It's time for us to go to work.
She invited them, and she's the one who said last show she wanted to fuck him. I wonder, did she plan to get off early so we wouldn't confront her on the air with him?
No,
it's
not right.
It's not.
Done.
It's not right.
No more.
It's not digesting. It's
not digesting. No, he's just drinking it all up, right?
So she does want to fuck them. Oh.
Remember, if we go back to the archives, that was 2 shows ago or whatever show he came on for a little while, that surfaced. So maybe that's why she
Wow.
got it. Maybe she thought we were going to bring it up while he was on the line.
Could be.
What did you say, Precious?
Huh?
What'd you say? She wanted what?
I said maybe she got off early so we wouldn't mention the fact that she wanted to, that she said she wanted to fuck them on the last show. My people was on the air.
Yo, she didn't say goodbye or nothing. She grabbed the line. She didn't say goodbye. That's fucked up.
Of course not.
Why?
Of course
not.
That would be too easy.
To say bye, right?
Because I might have caught her before she got off. Oh, remember?
No, I don't remember. I'm getting up on people. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Get a show, chat.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
And it was very nice that he took time out because he got to do the club tonight. So it was nice that he took time out.
Yeah,
I'm late as a motherfucker right now, too. I'm supposed to be at that bitch at 10 o'clock. It's 10:24.
What's going on?
Greetings, man.
What's up?
And you still with us on the show?
Yeah, you still with us. Yeah, you got a little bit. That's
what I have, yo. I'm chilling. I'm trying to get ready for the fucking
show. Nah, Dirk Smart, so he made a short chop. I'm going to face sideways. Nigga, still, he's smart, yeah, that's right. telephone until the phone died.
Hey, child, hold on, child. Hey, child, look. Come here. know, my man want to talk to a nasty right out of the dress right there. Oh, nasty? Hello?
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 Chris, why you got so many people on the call, man?
You're live on Sex Radio.
Sex Radio? No shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I like.
Are you
fuck.
Sure?
Do you? I wanna fuck.
Huh?
I wanna fuck.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You want to?
Where are you?
I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
I'm next to you. I'm just next
no,
to you. I'm in North
Carolina.
Carolina. Too. That's South Carolina.
No, you're in...
Yeah, boo.
Yeah,
I know, I'm just kidding.
You can sit next to me if you want to.
Really? Where are you? Where are you really? Huh?
You like oral sex?
Yeah, sure. I'm just kidding. Who's this? Really?
You're on?
Yeah.
You're on
yeah,
the
I'm
Travis
on. Yeah.
Katie radio show.
Really? Wow.
Really?
No boo.
No boo. Do you have any questions you want to ask?
Yo, my man said, hey, you writing about this? He said, hey, you writing about this for yourself? That's my boy right there in the restaurant down here. Huh? So, man, who are you on Sex Talk Show? Yeah, he said, really? Give me the phone.
I actually want to fuck.
He said, you want to fuck? He said, sure. He said, sure. Thanks, man. Let me show you. Take care. Thank you. All right. Hello. Yeah, funny, oh shit. Man said, oh sure. His wife right there and shit, right? I said, you want to call? He said, what you on the phone with that boy? I said, well, I'm on a talk show. What kind? Check shots, yeah. He said, oh, look, give me the phone. Give me the phone. I said, give me the phone, yeah. He said, you want to call? He said, oh, yeah, sure. My man there. He said, what you on the phone talk sex? I said, let's talk. Let's talk to her. He said, give me the phone. Give me the phone. Said, you want to talk? He said, oh, yeah, sure. We're crazy, yeah. Oh, shit, y'all crazy.
You know what, Chuck? That's what we should do next week. That's what we should do on a Tuesday show. You know the open line you can call out from? We should call the Chinese. We'll figure it out during the weekend. We should call the Chinese restaurants and see.
That'd be fly, yo. That'd be fly.
We want to fuck. We want to fuck.
You want to fuck? He's a sure. His wife right there.
You fuck me. I suck you. You fuck me.
And yeah, look. Then he's going to say, you wasn't about this? You wasn't about this? That nigga crazy. Your wife right there, you dumbass. Oh, it's funny. Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. That's your girl. Yeah, buddy.
Look at here. I can't be on the phone playing with y'all all motherfucking night. A bitch gotta work. I gotta pay the bills.
All right, Dennis. We love y'all. We love y'all.
Oh, man. I tell you.
And it is time for
y'all.
The next conference call, because I'm getting messages that we need to talk to Keith about the website. So.
Oh, okay. This is Chuck Mommy. Next week we have, oh, Mr. G.A., guess who the fuck is coming back on Tuesday?
Who?
Big M.
Big M, I got to call
now,
in, okay.
Think about it. When he came on the show in November, I wasn't bad like this.
Well, no, you wasn't, for real.
He hasn't heard the show since I done stepped it up.
Oh, man.
the Boogie Down Bronx can handle me now?
Oh, it's going to be a good look. It's going to be a good look. I can't wait.
You know what?
I can't wait.
Back to play my promo, I'm going to have to play Look At Me Now. Look At Me Now. Because he ain't written me. Yes. He's going to be like, what the hell? What happened to this sweet, innocent person? Because you know that motherfucker still owe me a goodie bag. We just ain't seen each other in New York yet. So,
right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Eric is going to be in the motherfucking house, and I'm going to destroy him. I'm going to destroy him. I think we might need to bring Nay, my ex-coworker, on. Because, you know, you remember he said he took one for the home team.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so, yeah, he don't mind being a fall guy for the home team. He'll take that so all the homies can get some.
Yeah, wow, yeah. He said that right.
Yes. So, with that being said, save that time, save that channel. Chop, Precious, G.A., Princess,
we love you, baby girl.
Will be in the motherfucking building, and I will be nice and quiet, and I'm going to be a radio virgin next Tuesday. I'm gonna come as Pam next week. Chalk Mommy is on vacation.
Ooh, not Pam.
And I'm going to come as Bitch, and I'm going to be the heathen.
Oh, Lord. I really got to get off the line because Kayla just busted in, and it's about to be loud. Oh, Lord. I gotta bribe the baby with some damn Tootsie Rolls. No, don't take grandma's soda. No, you thirsty bat. Here, you want some candy, little girl?
That's my baby.
Yes, this is your baby.
That's
yes.
My baby right
you
there.
You forgot to close the door. Yeah, I gotta bribe her to get her the hell out of here. Oh, you're welcome. Close the door. Bye-bye. I love you. Can't get that helper to say I love you for shit.
For real, right?
I know, right? That was the kids the other day. They just like, oh, well, she got it honest because I don't be telling the fuckers I love them either. So, hey, she learned at an early age. Love gets you fucked up. If you wasn't loving somebody 20 years ago, don't start now. It will get you fucked up. We're going to say that for another time, though. So, this is Chalk Mommy, Mr. G.A., and Precious. Good night.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.